From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Welcome back to the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand. If this is your first time tuning in, I'm Billy Foster. Welcome to the family. This is where we shine a rainbow spotlight on the voices, the events, and the stories that make Phoenix's queer community thrive. And for those of you returning, you know the drill. Grab a drink, settle in, and let's celebrate each other. Now, let me tell you about this week because, wow. First up, Grit. I was only planning on staying like an hour today, but I ended up staying the whole time. And let me tell you, it was worth every minute. We got a sneak peek of the brand new Scream overlay, and oh my God, it's so freaking incredible. Jim has poured so much time, love, and detail into this, and you can feel it around every corner. The audio, the lighting, the darkened motif, it completely transforms the vibe. So if you've been to Grit, you've got to come check out how this feels so different. It's eerie, it's fun, it's immersive, and honestly, it's a scream. And here's the thing, you'll only get 5 chances to experience it before the season is over. So don't wait, check it out while you can. Huge love to Jim for raising the bar yet again and giving us something brand new to scream about. Check it out at gritaz.com. And while I'm on the gratitude train, I've got a shout out to Forrest at Melrose Yoga. Your beginner naked yoga class has been the medicine my body and soul needs on this healing journey. It's not just about yoga. It's vulnerability, joy, laughter, and the gift of being seen exactly as you are. If you've never tried it, trust me, do yourself a favor and go check them out. They are a great group of guys. And then there was Anything But Clothes with Alback. Whew, what a night. First off, thank you to every single one of you who hugged us, who cheered for us, and reminded us why this community is our family. We still can't believe that we took second place, and getting to see everyone again, it was just such an incredible feeling. I mean, getting out there and getting to strut on the stage and show off our little outfit was just a thrill as it was. But it was more than just fun, because Alback raised over $800 for the Queer Center. That's money that's going to go straight into building a food bank so that our LGBTQ plus siblings have what they need to survive. So think about that. A night of camp, creativity, and glitter turned into life-saving support. That's Phoenix. That's our community. Now, let's talk about 6 Rounds of Vengeance, because friends, we saw it, and we are still buzzing. This is theater like you've never seen it before. Forget everything you think you know about community theater. This show kicks down the saloon doors with guns, swords, supernatural monsters, and queer heroes front and center. It's a post-apocalyptic grindhouse meets Shakespeare thrill ride, and it does not let up. We laughed, we gasped, we cheered, we clutched each other at the fight scenes. The cast was absolutely fearless. The choreography was jaw-dropping, and the energy in that room, electric. We've seen a lot of plays, but nothing pulls it together like this does. This is queer theater at its boldest, and it proves that Phoenix has the talent and the guts to deliver stories that punch hard, love harder, and leave you wanting more. We're giving 6 Rounds a solid 8 out of 10 stars. Honestly, it's a must-see, and you've got 2 weekends to try and catch it in Scottsdale. Don't miss your chance, because once this one's gone, you're going to be kicking yourself for not being there. And here's the best part. You don't have to buy tickets. You can win them. That's right. Gay PHX has teamed up with All Queer Shakespeare to give away a pair of tickets each weekend. Round 1 runs September 10th through the 18th. For the September 20th weekend, that's this coming weekend. And then round 2 runs September 17th through the 24th for the following weekend, September 27th. Head over to gaypeachx.com to enter, and yes, you can boost your chances just by sharing on social media. So let's recap. Yoga for the soul, community fundraisers for the Queer Center, and a night of queer theater that'll blow your mind. That's what Phoenix is all about. Connection, celebration, and showing up for each other. We've got a fantastic interview for you coming up that ties this all together, and you're only going to find it here on the Gay PHX Podcast, because this is your community podcast and your voice belongs here. Let's pass it over to Brian to see what's going on.
You're listening to the Gay PHX Podcast, where community comes first.
Hey, hey, KPHXer, it's your Desert Daddy Brian sliding back into your speakers with another round of Brian's Hot 3, your official guide to what's sizzling, scandalous, and absolutely unmissable this week in the Valley. Now, whether you're showing skin, dropping it low, or seeking vengeance in the post-apocalyptic queer western, this week's lineup has something for every flavor of fabulous. Now, let's dive in. Hot pick number one, Underwear Night with Bear G, The Rock. Wednesday, September 18th from 8 to close. Take it off and take a dollar off. That's right, it's Underwear Night at The Rock, and our good friend Bear G is hosting. You slip into your favorite briefs, jocks, or maybe those mesh ones with questionable intentions, and they'll slip a dollar off every drink you order. It's cozy, it's cruisy, and honey, it's the kind of night where the only thing tighter than your waistband is the eye contact across the bar. So drop trowel, grab a drink, and let's make Wednesday a little more exposed. Hot pick number two, Progression at Paddle's Bunkhouse, Thursday, September 19th, 6 to 11. Now, if you're ready for a night that pulses with rhythm and oozes attitude, slide over to the Progression at Pat O's. We're talking progressive, tech, and acid house music spun straight into your soul. The beer tenders will be pouring strong, the vibe will be deep, and the dance floor, well, let's just say it's the kind of beat that doesn't ask permission, it just takes you. If you're looking for something gritty and sweaty and sonically filthy, this is your Thursday. Progress, baby, always forward, never straight. And hot pick number three is Six Rounds of Vengeance at Scottsdale Neighborhood for the Arts. Thursday, September 19th, show starts at 7:30. Okay, listen, if you only see one queer cowboy revenge play set in the radioactive ruins of Las Vegas, this year make it this one. This is Six Rounds of Vengeance, brought to you by the one and only Queer Shakespeare. It stars Jess December, a one-armed lesbian gunslinger on a mission to avenge her sister's death. And she's not alone. She teams up with a masked vigilante and a bard with a blade to take on supernatural warlords, found weapon fights, and a whole lot of stage blood. It's fierce, it's unapologetic, and yes, there will be a 15-minute intermission to catch your breath. Shows run about 2 hours. Head to gayphx.com for full show times and ticket info, and bring a towel. Vengeance can get messy. And that, my friends, is your Brian's Hot 3 for the week. Remember, whether you're dancing in the mesh, vibing to acid house, or watching a queer gunslinger slay her way through the Las Vegas ruins, you belong here. You are seen, you are celebrated, and you are the reason the podcast has heart. So show up, speak up, sparkle on. I'm Brian, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to GabePHX.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the Valley.
New episodes, local voices, big queer energy. Subscribe now to the Gay PHX podcast. This is what community sounds like.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma. And I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about HIV services. Live and love stigma-free of HIV. Today's world, HIV is very treatable and preventable. So in my opinion, fighting stigma of people living with HIV and testing for HIV is the first step. Whether testing for the first time or living with HIV, care and support are available throughout Phoenix. Share this message with your friends and family and let them know you'll be there for them no matter what. HIV testing is quick, free, and confidential, and results can come in just minutes. And if someone tests reactive for HIV, treatment helps people live a long, happy, healthy life and keeps the virus undetectable, meaning the virus can't be passed on to others sexually. We are all in this together. All over Phoenix, trusted providers are offering care, connection, and compassion without judgment. Check out the website hivaz.org for more information and to link to a provider. Let's live and love stigma-free of HIV.
Calling all queer cowboys, yeehaw! Saddle up to All Queer Shakespeare, the world's first LGBTQIA+ theater space. For six rounds of vengeance. A Wild West queer fight show with gunslinging, adventure, romance, and revenge. Tickets at allqueershakespeare.com.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX Podcast.
What happens when you take Shakespeare out of the dusty textbooks and hand it back to the people it was always meant for? Outsiders, rebels, lovers, and dreamers. And what does it look like when every monologue, every kiss, every sword fight is told through a queer lens? And how does a brand new troupe go from an idea in Phoenix to building a stage where queer voices can bring life into the classics? That's the story that we're exploring today. Please welcome to the Rainbow Tinted Microphone, the creator of All Queer Shakespeare, Monica Sampson. Welcome.
That was a fabulous intro. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. I'm so grateful that you could take the time because I know you've got a lot going on. You're in the middle of putting on a production right now.
We certainly are.
Let's start with this. How would you describe the heart of All Queer Shakespeare to someone hearing about it for the first time today?
Absolutely. Well, let me say hi to your audience. I'm Monica Sampson. I'm the founder and artistic director of All Queer Shakespeare. And our motto is, you are welcome here. We are creating brave spaces to be. All Queer Shakespeare came about as the brainchild of myself. I'm a professionally trained Shakespearean actor hailing from Shakespeare's Globe Theatre in London. And I am a plus-size bisexual Jewish woman. And I was seeing stories be told that didn't represent the people that were in my own life. So I'd be playing on stage and I'd walk backstage, and sometimes the people backstage were more diverse and more interesting than the people on stage. And so All Queer Shakespeare came as just a natural trajectory from working at the Globe, from studying in that environment, to then saying, hey, I now know so much about what is required to create Shakespeare, and also about how truly diverse and inclusive, and how Shakespeare's stories talk about class and race and gender and sex and sexuality. And yet I wasn't seeing that on stage. So it really came about because I saw that there was an opening for it in the world of theater. And we are the world's first all LGBTQ Shakespearean theater. And so we just launched last year in 2024 with a completely sold out run of a show. So we did a queer Christmas Carol. It was off Broadway, queer Christmas Carol, and it premiered in Arizona as its first national premiere. Then we did Love is Love, which was a Romeo and Juliet Valentine's Day cabaret, and then a Midsummer Night's Dream gala as our end of our first season. And every single one of those shows completely sold out, and it is because we are not just a theater company, but we're also a community space. We're a space where people can come and see their stories reflected on stage and know that they are welcome in this space to be.
That's awesome. And what's the biggest challenge in building a troupe that's both queer-centered and Shakespeare-focused?
You know, what's interesting about creating this queer space is that the most pushback that I have received has not actually been from the queer community. It's been from the non-queer community. I think a lot of people have fear that we are going to get hatred, but the people I see pushing back the most are not those people in our community. It's people who are almost trying to gatekeep safety for queer people. And instead, what I see is the opposite of that is so many queer people are delighted to see a space where they can be authentically themselves, where they can see casting, storytelling, behind the scenes and on stage, all told through that queer lens. So I think our biggest pushback is narrow-mindedness, people thinking that there has to be walls in place. And in my mind, everything in theater is built, right? We make the ice on stage, it's fake, the walls are fake. Why can't we design what we want a theater to look like? And the roots of the concept of all queer Shakespeare are rooted in a lot of the traditional text of Shakespeare himself. So we're pulling it from the dramaturgy of the actual person. So our biggest pushback is narrow-mindedness, and I would say folks who don't recognize that this is the future of theater.
And was there a moment, or maybe like during a rehearsal or performance, that you thought, yes, this is exactly why we're doing this?
Oh my goodness. I have had so many of those moments. I think every time I'm in the space and I see something being created, I feel that way. When I'm standing at the front of the theater, one of my favorite feelings is as the audience starts to trickle into a show, and after a show, having an audience reach out and say what they meant. A moment that was really impactful for me happened during our production of A Christmas Carol, which tells the story of Ebenezer Scrooge through a queer lens. So it explores maybe this hatred that Scrooge experienced was because he couldn't be authentically himself. And so it looks at his life through that lens. And we had some folks who came and saw the show who came up to us afterward. There was one gentleman who came up to me afterward, and he said, I know your show is sold out, but I was really hoping that I could see it again because I didn't think that I would like this. I don't align with these views. And yet I feel like I need to see this again because there were things that were said and done on stage that I am understanding in a way I've never understood before. And I just was wondering if you might have one extra seat for me for the next show, which I know is sold out, so that I could just take it in again. And I said, absolutely, please come back. And he did. He came back and he saw a second show and he sat there and he digested what was being said. And afterward, he divulged to me that he had voted for Trump in the last election. And it was so powerful to have him see that diverse, inclusive spaces do not need to be hostile spaces. It was a loving environment that we're creating here. We're creating an environment where we're filled with joy. We're filled with queer joy to tell this story. And I think it was the first time he'd been in a space where there was so much queer joy that he just wanted to explore what that meant through a lens that he didn't know existed. So that was a profound moment that really stayed with me.
That's awesome. It's interesting that people forget the root of queer is happy, isn't it? Is it right?
Yeah. And if you asked about pushback, something that is interesting is that's another thing that folks will say is all queer Shakespeare. Why queer? Why not LGBTQ or LGBTQIA plus 2S? There's so many areas of our rainbow acronym. And the reason I wanted to say queer, in addition to it rhyming with
it's like branding for one, the way it rolls exactly off the tongue is much more smoother than the all LGBTQ plus.
Right. Queer is also an umbrella term. And what's beautiful about queer is that you do not have to know that you are part of the queer umbrella yet to honor, accept, and respect people that are part of the queer umbrella. And so what I really love about all queer Shakespeare is that there are folks who are at so many different stages of their journey in this lifetime, and they know that they are welcome into this space and that they can be authentically who they are, whatever version of themselves that means, on their journey to discovering their truth.
And that's why the term queer is so great and overarching, because it's so inclusive with it. We were going to do queer PHX. The problem is that gay PHX sounds like a radio station, and that's what we were going for. But we do call ourselves the queer website. So we use it in our branding, in our term, but it's so much more inclusive than just either gay or LGBT or any of the letters of our alphabet.
And some folks are, especially this new generation of amazing humans, are not always identifying with just gay or just lesbian, especially as they discover what their sexual identity is. And what's nice about queer is that it recognizes that sexuality and gender are two different pathways of life, and that one can have a gender expression that's different than their sexuality, and the word queer really helped there be an umbrella term for that. But I love that you said inclusive, because that is the whole plot line for our second season. So I'd love to share that with you.
Oh, yes, please. And the current show that you're promoting right now.
Yeah, I have to invite your audience, because this is, I'm pretty sure, the Arizona premiere of this show. So the show is called Six Rounds of Vengeance. It is a Wild West queer cowboy love story about revenge and chosen family. And it's a really incredible experience we're having, because for all Queer Shakespeare's second season, we have a theme for our season, which is a season of collaboration. And we chose that theme because we wanted to show, especially in this environment, that diversity and inclusion isn't just limited to a queer company, but it's something that all theater companies across the valley, and in my opinion, worldwide, can learn as theater evolves and grows, as people evolve and grow. So our second season of collaboration is actually partnering with two really special entities to make Six Rounds of Vengeance happen.
Now, is Six Rounds of Vengeance, is that what we got a sneak peek of if we went to the Midsummer Night's Gala?
Yes, if you saw some sword fighting,
yes.
You saw that.
I'm very excited. Sounds like you liked it. I did, yes. I said we have to come back for that.
Your audience has to come back too. So what's made this really special is that for our first show of our second season, we've partnered with Ronin Theater Company. So it's this incredible group of artists that work to create really special pieces of theater, and they are partnering with us to create this piece because they have those same values, which is really nice. And they have partnered with us and an organization called Pantheon Movement Arts. And Pantheon Movement Arts is a group of professional fight choreographers who work with sword fighting, gunslinging. They are masters of their craft in the art of professional fight choreography. And those artists have come in and taught our entire team how to fight. And those artists are actually our lead actors in this story. And also one of them happens to be one of the core company members of All Queer Shakespeare. So there's so much collaboration and community collaboration in this show, making this show possible. But something that's really special is that audiences are going to see a level of fight choreography that they have never seen in the Valley. It's just not been produced at this quality, because it's really hard to create, to make it happen. We started rehearsing this 3 months before the show officially opened, which is very rare for theater. But we spent an entire month just teaching our cast the basics of how to hold a sword, how do we hold these weaponry. We worked really hard to make sure that everyone felt skilled as they moved forward in their craft, so that when you are watching the story on stage, it'll be like a dance. You're going to be watching that sword fighting. And just as much as the actor is telling the story, the weaponry is also telling the story, which is really phenomenal.
I remember saying to my husband, I said, I have never seen so much action in what would be considered a theater play.
Big show.
And that was just,
you know,
a sample.
A lot of people go, oh, I love musicals, I don't really like plays. And I would encourage those people to come see this show, because it is not just a play where you sit there and there's dialogue. It is an action-packed 90 minutes of straight sword fighting. Want 20 minutes of dialogue to help make sure that the sword fighting makes sense.
Everything connects.
Yeah, so it's really special. One of the characters in the show is Don Diego de la Vega. And Don Diego de la Vega is based off of the actual historical figure, Don Diego de la Vega, who is the origin of the classic Zorro story. So he appears in our story as this mythical figure who leads our hero, a one-armed lesbian gunslinger named Jess December, through her story. So it's really cool because audiences will get to see figures that they know, iconic parts of that Wild West. Well, also, if you're not someone who comes from the Wild West universe, gets to just experience a really cool play. So there's something in it for everybody, which is really fun.
That's awesome. And how can people get tickets?
You can get tickets on our website, allqueershakespeare.com.
Excellent. And if they want to get involved, whether it's auditioning, volunteering, or just showing up in the audience, is it the same website?
Yep, the best thing to do is to head down to the bottom of our website and put your email down and our email newsletter. We have lots of opportunities for volunteering, joining our core company, and of course, coming to see our shows. If you are someone who values inclusive queer art, put your money where your mouth is and support live theater. Coming out to see a show is one of the best things that you can do to make sure people in the community feel and see that support. And you're going to have a really good time. You're going to leave going, man, maybe I should take a third fighting class.
I can say it makes for the perfect date night. We had such a great time. We were talking about it for days.
Aww.
Yeah. So it, again, we were so impressed with everything because it was like a whole, it was like a sample platter of stuff. And it was just like, we need to know more. So that's why we've been watching and following you closely. Speaking of...
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Yay.
I love hearing that. Thank you for sharing that.
Of course. And where can our listeners follow, support you, and keep up with what's going on next?
We are all over social media, and we are All Queer Shakespeare on every platform. Following us on Facebook and Instagram is one of the best ways to learn about discount codes, if we have a special announcement, anything like that. If we're talking about upcoming shows as well, for folks who might listen to this in the future and want to hear about shows, just giving us a follow on Instagram is great. We really are a community-oriented organization, and we hope that folks can turn to All Queer Shakespeare as a brave space to create art.
Excellent. And what are some of the other shows that are coming in case someone does miss this one? What are the other ones they can look forward to?
We've yet to announce all the other shows, so the best thing they can do is sign up for that email.
Yeah.
I know. I am a theatrical lady, so I really care about suspense, and we're doing a little build-up.
I love it.
That drama, as
Excellent.
They say.
Well, each time you make an announcement, if you want to come back on to talk about it, you just let me know. We'll book it, and we'll get you on, and we'll get the word out.
I love it. We have something special for your listeners lined up. Isn't that right?
Yes, we do. We are going to be giving away two tickets to 2 weeks of shows, and just go to gayphx.com and watch for the post.
Yep, that is over $75 value for each weekend, and we would love to have your community at our event, knowing we're all part of the greater Arizona queer community, so I'm so excited.
Excellent. Thank you so much for doing this again. I can't thank you enough. Thank you for the tickets that we can give to the audience. I'm super excited.
Yay! Thank you so much, and thank you for creating a platform for queer voices. I think that's so important right now more than ever, and I hope folks who come out and see this show or any future show know that this is a space where they are welcome, and we are so happy to have them.
Another reason we love this community.
You are about to embark on a hero's journey. You will do something you never thought you could do. Destiny awaits, and you cannot escape it!
Very funny, Valentina. You can just say take out the trash next time.
Honey, in this house, we're all your friends. What's your name?
I'm Simon.
I'm Mama Moo Moo. This is my place. Every drag performer is unique.
Thank you! Thank you! I love you, boys!
The name's Dinah. Dinabolical.
Cry, you miserable queens!
Igor! Showtime!
God, who are you?
The name's Maxi LaWow.
Maxi LaWow!
Maxi LaWow, Super Shiro, available on iTunes, Apple TV, and wherever you stream your superpower.
Girl, I'm a super queen.
Huzzah! Welcome to All Queer Shakespeare, the world's first all LGBTQIA+ Shakespearean theater company. Tickets are on sale for our latest show. Check us out at allqueershakespeare.com. It's a gay old time.
Pride lives here.
And just like that, another episode of the Gay PHX Podcast comes to a close. But before we let you go, we need to take a moment, actually a long moment, to say thank you. Because this week has been full of reminders about what makes this community so special. And we want to pour every ounce of gratitude we have right back into your ears. First off, Forrest at Melrose Yoga, you're a gift. Your beginner naked yoga class has been more than just a space to stretch and breathe. For me, it's been a part of my healing journey, a place to show up vulnerable, let go of judgment, and find joy in movements and laughter. It's rare, and it matters. Thank you for holding that space. Then there's Al back in the Anything But Clothes fundraiser. Wow, what a night. We are still beaming from the love and the energy at Bunkhouse. To everyone who came up to us, hugged us, wished us well, you made us feel so incredibly welcomed back into the fold of the community. Alback put the fun in fundraising that night, and we placed second, which means we got to strut that stage, show off our outfits, and feel the roar of support from our friends, old and new. But beyond the fun, beyond the glitter and the laughs, Alback made something powerful happen. That event raised over $800 for the Queer Center, money that will help build the food bank for LGBTQ folks in need. That's what this is all about, turning joy into action, parties into progress. Every dollar raised is going to make sure someone in our community has what they need to survive. That's real, that's powerful, and that's Phoenix at its best. And then there's the theater. Oh my gosh, 6 rounds of vengeance. Still buzzing from the show. It's not Shakespeare. It's bigger, it's bolder, it's bloodier, and it's being brought to life by All Queer Shakespeare. We're talking post-apocalyptic action, supernatural monsters, queer gunslingers, and sword fights that had us clutching the edge of our seats. It's not your uncle's community theater. It's a queer theater at its fiercest. The cast is out of this world. We laughed, we gasped, we cheered, and when it was over, we wanted to see it again. We're giving it a solid 8 out of 10 stars. And honestly, if you missed it, you're going to regret it. You still got 2 weekends to catch it in Scottsdale, so do yourself a favor and make the time. And we're not just raving, we're hooking you up. We've partnered with All Queer Shakespeare to give away tickets to 6 rounds of vengeance. We're talking 2 rounds of giveaways for this weekend and for the following weekend. Enter at gayphx.com, and yes, you can score bonus entries just by sharing on social media, because queer theater this good, you don't want to miss. Let me take a breath here and say something from the heart. This podcast is not about us. It's about you. It's about the hugs at the bar, the DMs that you send, the smiles at events, and the way you show up for each other and for us. Every week, we're reminded that this podcast exists because you keep listening, you keep sharing, and you keep reminding us why community matters. Our community is at a crossroads, and it's time we talk about bridges. Look, we've all had our differences in the past. Some of those wounds run deep, maybe too deep to fully bridge. But others, those are the bridges that we can still build. And now is the time to build them. Because while it may not be easy, our survival depends on it. We don't have to stand shoulder to shoulder, cheek to cheek, but we do need to be able to stand together, even if that's with a little space in between. Because the truth is, our community needs each other now more than ever. They aren't just trying to erase rainbow crosswalks, they're trying to erase us. They want to fracture us, break us into smaller, bite-sized pieces that can be picked off and silenced, but we can't let that happen. To borrow the words of Renee, Mr. IML 2025, we need to group together and make them choke. That's it. That's the call. Together, we are unbreakable. So here's the ask. Build those bridges where you can. Mend those connections that still have hope. Because divided, we are easier to silence. Together, even if we're not all in lockstep, we are unstoppable. And that's why we do this podcast, not for us, for you, to tell your stories, to amplify your voices, to remind each other that we're still here and we're not going anywhere. We don't have a broadcast tower humming in the desert, but we do have you, and that means everything. So if you want to support the podcast and keep this going, share it with a friend. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Visit gayphx.com for photos, events, and more ways to plug in. And keep showing up for our partners. Show up for our venues, our artists, our nonprofits. Because when they are strong, we are all strong. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for loving. And thank you for being a part of this family. This is the Gay PHX Podcast, your community radio on demand, where every voice matters and your voice belongs here. We'll see you next week.
We're together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gate PHX podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.